It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. March Madness gets going in earnest today. It's the start of the 2014 NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Tournament. 64 teams is what they start with. It was actually 68 if you include the play-in games before the playoffs actually start, which is today. Pitt will be playing Colorado today. That game tips off in about an hour from now. And here to talk about bracketology and all things related to the NCAA tournament and beyond is our sports guy, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus Bob Dvorak. Check out his video blog, Sportsnet. Bob, welcome. How are you? Happy March Madness.
Yeah, good to be here, Paul. Let the dribbling begin.
When I talk about bracketology, this is something that a lot of people take seriously, and it seems that, you know, they talk about things like the decline in workforce production, the office distractions that take place when the NCAA tournament begins. What is it about this particular event, this tournament, that gets people who really don't even care that much about sports into the idea of filling out brackets, entering office pools, and paying attention to things that they would not otherwise even care about?
Yeah, Paul, I saw some number that I think that cost the economy something like $134 million in lost work hours to people watching basketball. I mean, only Congress can do that kind of damage. But seriously, this is one of those. It's not a sports event anymore. It's a spectacle. It's something that draws people together. Democracy with a small D. Men, women, races, creeds, doesn't matter. You gather around the village square, and that's what everybody's talking about. And you don't have to be a fan. You just fill out the sheets, the brackets, put a wager down, which I understand is like $3 billion is going to be wagered on this tournament this year. So it's a spectacle. It's an event more than a sports thing.
Are these legal, by the way?
No, of course not. But when did that ever stop us, really? I mean, we're Americans. We can do whatever we want.
Well, everybody is doing it, so we have essentially, it's like, it's sort of like an episode out of Prohibition, only in this case it's sports betting. Why is it that that basketball is a sport that's pulling people together? Why isn't it football or hockey or some other sport? Everybody is a basketball fan this time of year.
Well, but that's just this time of year. I mean, everybody was a football fan at the Super Bowl, and everybody will be a baseball fan.
But it doesn't pull people.
Jump from one thing to another now. It's whatever it is that occupies our time, and this is as good a distraction as any. After football, before baseball, and hockey. Let's get this on.
But the other sports don't pull people in the way this does, okay? Again, people who aren't even sports fans per se get wrapped up in this. Is it the format of the tournament? You know, because they've been clamoring for a playoff in college football for years and won't have it until, I believe, it's this coming season. But is it the idea of the sudden-death games that pulls people in? What is it that is the allure of all of this?
Well, yeah, I do think it is the format, and it's, you know, now everything's on TV or the web. You can follow these things. It's a confined format. Starting today, there are 64 teams. Then you pare down to 32, 16. You can follow this thing along, and I think it. You know, once you have it in this confined space, and it is from now on, win or go home. So everybody sort of just like latches onto that, and you follow the progression, like sand coming out of an hourglass. People can relate to that.
Talking with Bob Dvorak, our sports guy, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus, about the start of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. It's underway today, as if you didn't know, or I should say it tips off today. And Pitt will be playing Colorado in a matchup of 8 and 9 seeds. That's 1 hour from now. That game gets underway down in Florida, in Orlando, actually. What do you like about this matchup for Pitt, Bob? Do you think that the Panthers have a good chance of advancing?
Well, you know, Paul, under Jamie Dixon, the Pitt has never beaten a higher-seeded team than them. So they're being the 9 seed and Colorado being an 8, there's a good chance of that, considering that Pitt's a 6-point favorite. That's hard to play the underdog role there. But no, I think Pitt, the way they played in the ACC tournament was, you know, they made some positive steps. And Colorado's a little banged up from what I understand. It could be an interesting matchup, but Pitt has a chance to win and go on in this thing.
If they do win today, they would then likely be matched up against the number one team in the nation, Florida. What are the chances that Pitt could pull off the big upset if that opportunity arises?
Well, don't worry, Pitt played some pretty good teams, fairly tough. I mean, you know, Syracuse was number one and needed a buzzer beater to beat them. Virginia's beaten them twice by 3 points. With the way they play defense, I think they'll be in any game. Now, you know, obviously I think it would be a long shot for them to beat Florida, but I think they'll be a lot more competitive than people give them credit for.
And there is one team that is undefeated, which is unusual for this time of year to have a team that still has not lost a game. But in fact, Wichita State is undefeated going into this tournament, even though they're not the top-ranked team in the tournament. They are, in fact, an unbeaten team. What is the likelihood that they will... they are 34-0. What is the likelihood that they will finish the season undefeated?
I don't know that any. I don't have them in my Final Four bracket. I think they do get knocked off. This is where the this is where the big dogs play. So no, I don't see them making an undefeated run to finish that off. It would be incredible, but I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, they would be the first undefeated team since Indiana did it back in 1976. So
yeah,
you mentioned
you're going back to the, and before that it was UCLA. Those are hard things to pull off.
And you mentioned that you have your Final Four brackets in place. So who do you see getting to the Final Four, Bob?
I would be remiss if I didn't say that Duke is my sentimental favorite because Coach Krzyzewski's maternal grandparents are from Keisterville, which is a small village near Uniontown. Had a coal mine and a coke oven, and her parents came from Poland and worked in the mines and the coke oven. So he has blue collar roots in this area, and always admired him for mentioning the fact that his mother's people were from Keisterville. So I have Arizona, Michigan State. Was it Virginia? I like Arizona because of the local connection, Sean Miller. So
you're saying they're going to win it all?
I don't listen to me. That's who I think is going to win it all.
One last question for you, Bob. We are running a story on our website that asks the question: why doesn't Pittsburgh, a sports crazy town, have an NBA team? What are your thoughts about that? Why doesn't Pittsburgh have an NBA team, as far as you know?
I really just think it comes down to population and market size. Are there enough people who are basketball fans to support a basketball team? When the NBA started in the 50s, there was probably as good a chance as any. But I do think it's a sports town, but it just hockey caught on before basketball did, and I think that's just the practicality of it.
Bob Dvorak is Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus. Check out his video blog, Sports and That, and go to our website at WESA.FM and check out our story on why Pittsburgh doesn't have an NBA team. If you've ever wondered, perhaps you'll find a satisfying explanation there. Bob Dvorak, you're always a satisfying guest. Thanks for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
I got to go watch some basketball, Paul.
Okay, you go do that. And coming up, we will talk with our travel correspondent, Elaine LaBalme, about finding Frank Lloyd Wright-designed destinations. That's next on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.